Maybe I should take a rain check, suggested Deacon. He eyed Gray warily as the Inipsian selected a weapon from the assortment hanging on one wall of the training room. After the Chaos Section Chief, whose name turned out to be Roderick, had laid out his offer the day before, I'd taken it to the crew. In exchange for our services, Chaos would escort us home when the time came. On the surface, it didn't sound like an equal trade-off. Under different circumstances, it wouldn't have been. But we only made it to Inipsia by the skin of our teeth after a series of unfortunate, not to mention pain in the ass, events. Under this new contract, Chaos would provide access to their resources. Plus, I got peace of mind from knowing Gray wouldn't be left alone in a war zone while suffering from memory loss. Throw in the perk of taking the express route back to the Sol system, and it was an easy decision. Roderick had our answer. All that remained was signing the contract and getting our first job. Well rested and wanting to pass the time productively, I'd asked Gray to lead an impromptu training session on Inipsian melee weapons. I took in the nervous way Deacon shifted in place, rocking on the balls of his feet. What's with you, Dee? We're training. Gray isn't going to come out of the gate full throttle.
Not to mention you were all gung-ho when the idea first came up, recalled Barrick from behind me.
He'd already gone around and earned Gray's stamp of approval. Being one of the Alliance military's finest assets, I hadn't expected any less of the lieutenant. Deacon was a different story.
Kinda thought we were gonna do more range practice, not jump around waving sharp objects at each other. I'm no sword saint, just a lowly tech.
I couldn't help myself and laughed. No one is, because much like galactic unicorns and worthwhile timeshares, they're made up.
Oh, they're real, Barrick interjected. I've seen the Alliance file myself. A bit of a dying breed. They keep to themselves, too, so it's hard to say if the Order is still active.
Sword saints were an urban legend. Like the Union's Reapers and Constables, lots of people talked about them, but it was mostly speculation. In their case, folks found it hard to believe that a secret organization of sword-wielding fighters existed because their weapons were so outdated. Personally, I loved reading all the adventures of sword saints as a kid, but just then, if he had said they practiced their craft stark naked while howling at the moon, I wouldn't have been any more or less interested.
Well, you two can chat about crossing swords later, I said, when Gray arrived with his weapons of choice in hand. That got a snicker out of Deacon and snort from the lieutenant.
There is no need to be concerned, Gray assured Deacon. Would it make you feel better to hold my hands? They are good.
I had to give our resident tech expert serious credit when he didn't even bat an eye before replying,
Appreciate the thought, but you're not really my type. It's you're in good hands, just so you don't accidentally say that to someone who might take it the wrong way.
The idle chit-chat seemed to have calmed his nerves, making me hopeful that he might get through the sparring match and feel better about it. Then Gray handed him the spear. The weight of it took Deacon by surprise, and he had to use both hands. While Deacon wasn't beefy by normal standards, neither was my friend a weakling. If I didn't know any better, I'd think he was putting on a show to get out of the training session.
That's bad, even for him.
Barrick said it quietly, obviously offended.
Maybe you should have sent him to practice with the girls.
The girls, as he put it, consisted of Camilla, Selena, and Switch. The latter had offered her services in the name of efficiency. I thought it might also have something to do with the section chief announcing that she and Gray were life partners, which made things kind of awkward. Running their session in a different room had removed some of the tension, at least for now. I slanted a look at Barrick. Didn't Cam kick your ass the last time you sparred with her?
That's a stretch. I let her win, because that was a gentlemanly thing to do.
Though his eyes stayed forward as he spoke, I still caught the moment he realized what he'd blurted out.
Don't tell her I said that, Riker, unless you want to be a dead man.